Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie, and today we are going to have a lot of fun.
And my name is Peter. We're very glad you joined us. Today's topic is health.
And our title for today is Doctor's Appointments. Doctor's Appointments. Hey, Peter, if I feel pain in my back, should I see a doctor?
Well, if the problem is serious, it's been going on for a long time, yeah, you should see a doctor.
Well, maybe I will see a doctor. It will be better for me. But now, let's start the lesson by reading today's Read It with Peter.
Linda went to the doctor yesterday. She was worried about her blood pressure. She doesn't want to get high blood pressure. Susie should see a doctor. Her shoulder bothers her when she carries heavy things. Alex's feet hurt. Should he see a doctor too?
In yesterday's lesson, we talked about making doctor's appointments. In today's lesson, we will talk about high blood pressure and reasons going to the doctor.
Well, Marie, you said your back hurts, right?
Yes, it's been hurting me for about 2 days now.
Wow, well, that is a reason to see a doctor. The doctor will see that problem, and maybe he can help you.
I need to see the doctor for a checkup and for my back. Maybe I should have gone to the doctor earlier.
Well, if you go, that will be very good. All right, friends. We have a lot to learn today, so let's get started. Here's Christina with our key words.
Linda 今天去做了身体检查，她特别担心自己的血压。高血压的英文就是 high blood pressure， 形容词 high 就是高的 ，blood 是血 ，pressure 是压力。Susie 也需要去看医生，因为她搬重东西的时候肩膀会痛。肩膀就是 shoulder. Susie's shoulder hurts sometimes. 如果你讲的是两边的肩膀，记得要用复数 shoulders. 所以 Susie 为了肩膀的问题很烦恼。动词 bother 表示让人觉得很烦恼，不舒服。She is bothered by her shoulder problems. 搬东西或者是背东西就是 carry things.只要是背东西、抬东西或是搬东西这些动作都可以用动词 carry. Susie has to carry heavy things sometimes. 另外 Alex 的脚也很痛。名词脚就是 foot. 它的复数比较特别是 F-E-E-T, feet. Alex's feet hurt.
Hi, Linda.How was your doctor's appointment yesterday?
It was fine. I was worried about my blood pressure, but there's nothing wrong with me.
That's good. Why were you worried about your blood pressure?
My dad has high blood pressure. I could get it too.
You could. You should check it now and then.
I know. So I went to the doctor.
Linda went to the doctor's office yesterday. She is worried about her blood pressure.
When someone worries, they think about that problem. Many people worry about taking tests. They are afraid they won't pass. They are afraid they will get a bad grade.
Some people worry about being late for work or missing their flights.
We see in conversation A that Linda is worried because her dad has high blood pressure.
And just like Linda, if your dad or mom has high blood pressure, you could have high blood pressure too.
Yes, you could. Hey, Marie, you just used today's
calendar phrase.
You could.
You could. 你可能会。
Oh, I have a cold.
I could get a cold too.
Achoo! You could. I have a sore throat.
I could get a sore throat, too.
You could. Oh, I have the flu.
I could get the flu, too.
You could. And we could be sick together.
No, thanks.
Wait, come back. Achoo!
Achoo! You could.
You could. 你可能会。
Friends, you could have high blood pressure if your mom and dad have high blood pressure.
That's right. It could be easy to have high blood pressure. So eat right and exercise. And you can stay healthy and have a good body.
Peter, I know I should be eating fruits and vegetables, but every now and then I like to eat ice cream.
Marie, eating ice cream every now and then is okay. Every now and then, I like to eat fried chicken or a cheeseburger. But every now and then, I like to visit Christina. Christina, can you help us learn this phrase a little bit more?
Linda 家有高血压的病史，所以 Taylor 建议她偶尔要去检查一下。她说 ,You should check it now and then. 我们来学句尾的片语 now and then. 它是表频率的副词片语偶尔的意思。它表达是有时候会但不是很常发生的。你可以说 ,We talk on the phone now and then. 我们偶尔会通电话。They go to a nice restaurant now and then. 他们偶尔会去很好的餐厅用餐。这些都是 now and then 的用法。另外你也会看到有人用 every now and then, 加了一个 every, 基本上意思是一样的。
Thanks, Christina. In our lesson, Taylor tells Linda she should check her blood pressure every now and then. That means once in a while.
Every now and then, I will take a road trip. I don't go on those trips often, but they are a lot of fun.
Every now and then, I will buy lunch for my friends. I enjoy doing this, but it can get very expensive, so I do it every now and then.
Very good. That's really nice of you. Well, friends, we've learned a lot so far, and every now and then, we take a little break and watch the next conversation. Here's Conversation B.
Ow!
Is something wrong with your shoulder, Susie?
I don't think so. It just bothers me sometimes.
When?
It bothers me when I carry something heavy.
You should see a doctor.
I know. I need to make an appointment.
Make it today. Your shoulder could be hurt, and you don't know it.
All right, well, Susie's shoulder bothers her when she carries something very heavy.
When something bothers you, it doesn't feel good. Something keeps hurting a little bit.
If I don't get enough sleep, my eyes bother me. I have to rest my eyes. Or my knees bother me when I run sometimes. That's when I know I need to take a break.
My neck bothers me if I sleep the wrong way. So maybe I should try sleeping a different way.
That's a good idea. Well, friends, does it bother you when you don't understand something? It's okay. We have Christina to help. Let's go to her right now.
Susie 说她背重东西的时候肩膀就不舒服。It bothers me when I carry something heavy.如果你是那种下雨天膝盖会疼痛的人，就可以用一样的句型说 My knees bother me when it rains. 另外，如果有什么事情是你很不喜欢的，也可以试着用这个句型来表达。比如你很不喜欢有人迟到，就可以说 It bothers me when someone is late. 或者你很讨厌没有礼貌的人，就说 It bothers me when people are rude.所以可以用这个方式比较委婉地说出自己的感受。
Marie, your back has been bothering you for a while. When does your back bother you?
My back bothers me when I sleep. So these days, I am not sleeping well at all.
Oh, no. Well, should I hold your clipboard for you?
That's okay, Peter. I can hold it myself. It's quite light. But when I moved into my new house, I had to carry a lot of boxes. My back really bothered me.
Yeah, when we carry heavy things, that can hurt our back. Well, Susie needs to make an appointment. Her shoulder is hurting her, and that can be serious.
If she waits to see a doctor, it can get worse.
The longer you wait to see a doctor, the worse it can become. Friends, if a part of your body is hurting, go see the doctor right away.
I've been in some pain, so today I think I'm going to make an appointment for the doctors, and I'm going to make it today.
That's great. Well, maybe you can do that during the break. Friends, let's take a short break right now. We'll be back.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are talking about seeing a doctor. When you see a doctor, it means that something is wrong with your body and maybe you are in pain.
Marie, this foot hurts. I think I need to see a doctor. That's why I'm just going to stand on one foot the rest of the lesson.
Peter, I don't think you should stand. I think you should go see a doctor as soon as possible.
Let's go right now.
Do you like to go to the doctor, Ben?
Not really. Why do you ask?
I should get a checkup. My feet keep getting sore.
When was your last checkup?
About 5 years ago.
It might be time. Are you running at all?
Yes, I run 5 or 6 miles 3 times a week.
No wonder your feet are sore.
Alex is like me. He does not like to go to the doctor's office. He hasn't been to the doctor's office in 5 years. Peter, I know you go to the doctor often, but do you like to go to the doctor's office?
I do like to go to the doctor's. And Marie, you just used a phrase we will learn with Rebecca. Let's invite her to the stage right now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. If you want to ask someone if they like to do something, you can use this grammar point. Do you like to action? For example, do you like to study after dinner? Or do you like to go swimming? Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Now, not everyone likes to go to the doctor, but it's good for you.
Well, we see in Conversation C that Alex's feet are sore.
Let's take a look at the word sore. Sore is when something is in pain.
Right. Muscles can get sore. Your neck can get sore. If your muscles are sore, you can say, I have sore muscles.
Right. In Conversation C, Alex's feet is sore because he runs 5 to 6 miles 3 times a week. That is a lot of running.
Wow. Marie, have your feet ever hurt like this before?
They have. I did ballet for many years, and of course, after that, my feet hurt for a long time. They became sore.
Wow, so you are good at dancing. Ballet is a kind of dancing. Now, we see Alex runs at least 5 to 6 miles 3 times a week. When you do something 3 times a week, That means maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 times.
I can say I talk on the phone with my brother once a week.
Here's another example. I walk around the park 4 times a week.
We see in conversation C that Ben says to Alex, "No wonder your feet are sore." When we use this phrase, "no wonder," it means, of course. Of course Alex's feet are sore. He runs a lot.
And we're out of time, so no wonder it's time for us to review our key words. You can say them with us right now.
Here's our first key word for today. Hi. Hi. Lynn got a high grade in English.
Shoulder. Shoulder. Put the coat around your shoulders.
Bother. Bother. My shoulder bothers me.
Carry. Carry. John carried the bag on his shoulder.
Foot. Foot. Tim walked 12 miles. His feet hurt. All right, friends, make sure to review our keywords. And now let's review our conversations.
Hi, Linda. How was your doctor's appointment yesterday?
It was fine. I was worried about my blood pressure, but there's nothing wrong with me.
That's good. Why were you worried about your blood pressure?
My dad has high blood pressure. I could get it too.
You could. You should check it now and then.
I know. So I went to the doctor.
Ow!
Is something wrong with your shoulder, Susie?
I don't think so. It just bothers me sometimes.
When?
It bothers me when I carry something heavy.
You should see a doctor.
I know. I need to make an appointment.
Make it today. Your shoulder could be hurt and you don't know it.
Do you like to go to the doctor, Ben?
Not really. Why do you ask?
I should get a checkup. My feet keep getting sore.
When was your last checkup?
About 5 years ago.
It might be time. Are you running at all?
Yes, I run 5 or 6 miles 3 times a week.
No wonder your feet are sore.
Hey, Monkey Man! How was your doctor's appointment yesterday?
Oh, it was fine.
How about your blood pressure? Is it high?
No, it's just right.
Great!
Yeah, how was your doctor's appointment yesterday?
It was fine.
Oh, how about your blood pressure? Is it high?
No, it's just right. But I worry about the doctor.
Well, what do you mean?
I think his blood pressure is too high.
Why do you say that?
He was so upset. He had a naughty patient.
A naughty patient? What patient?
Me! Ooh, he was so angry. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about heart health. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Dr. Cardio.
Glad to be here, Rob.
Dr. Cardio, you are a heart doctor.
That's right. My job is to keep people's hearts healthy.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Today's question comes from Mavis Chen of London, England. Mavis writes, "My father has some heart problems. What are some ways that he can keep his heart healthy?
That is a great question, Mavis. Your heart is an important part of your body. We all must do what we can to keep it strong and healthy.
So what are some ways to keep our hearts healthy?
First, eat well. Eat lots of fruits and vegetables.
What about meat?
Eat white meat like chicken or turkey. Eat lots of fish too. It's good for you.
Also, don't eat too many sweet things.
Yes, don't eat too many sweet things. And don't drink too much sugar. Too much sugar is not good for your heart.
Ah, I understand. What else can we do to keep our heart healthy?
Stay active. Don't just sit around. Get up and move.
That's a good tip.
Here's one last tip. Change your habits.
Change my habits? What kinds of habits?
Well, people smoke, right?
Yes, that's true. That's a bad habit.
Well, smoking is not just bad for your lungs, it's bad for your heart too.
I see. I'm glad I don't smoke.
Yeah, but do you stay up late?
Maybe.
Staying up late can be very bad for you. It can be bad for your heart too. Go to sleep earlier. Sleep is very important for a healthy heart.
I understand, Doctor. I'll be careful. Thank you for teaching us about heart health, Dr. Cardio. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. We hope you had a wonderful time. Now, Peter, how many feet do you have?
Well, I have 2 feet. Why do you ask?
Well, I ask because when I take this foot, it's not called feet. One is called foot, 2 are called feet.
Oh, that's very true. Sometimes that can be confusing. 1 foot and 2 feet. Now, there are also lots of different types of doctors. We talked about one kind of doctor. But what if you have a problem with your foot? Who do you see?
When you have a problem with your foot, you see the foot doctor.
That's right. Yeah. And what about if you have a problem with your heart or your blood pressure?
Well, you would see the heart doctor. All right, friends. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.